Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Marvell Technology, a key player in the semiconductor space that many of you are likely already tracking. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what this means for you as a long-term investor. Let's get right into it with a quick snapshot of who Marvell is and what's been happening with them lately. Marvell Technology operates in the heart of the semiconductor industry, part of the broader technology sector, focusing on infrastructure solutions like data storage, networking, and connectivity. With a solid market cap and a global presence, they're a significant name in designing chips that power everything from cloud data centers to 5G networks. They've got a workforce of thousands and are headquartered in the U.S., showing their deep roots in innovation-driven markets. Now let's talk about what's been making waves recently. Based on the latest news snippets, Marvell has been in the spotlight for their strategic moves in AI and data center solutions, which are hot topics right now. Their recent earnings call for Q4 and fiscal year 2025 also highlighted record revenue, showing they're capitalizing on the growing demand for high-performance computing. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting trends over the past year, with solid gains in certain periods, though I'll dive deeper into how they stack up against industry benchmarks as we go. For now, let's just say they've had moments of outperformance, especially over longer time frames like the past 5 years, aligning with tech sector growth. All right, let's roll into the meat of this analysis with a SWOT breakdown, keeping it conversational and packed with insights for your long-term strategy. I'll sprinkle in some short and medium-term trends to keep things lively, but always with that bigger picture in mind. Strengths: robust revenue growth. Marvell's latest income statements and earnings call summaries show they're hitting record revenue numbers, especially in fiscal year 2025. This isn't just a fluke. It's driven by strong demand in data centers and AI infrastructure, sectors that aren't slowing down anytime soon. For long-term investors, this signals a company that's well-positioned in high-growth markets. Innovation leadership. Their focus on cutting-edge tech, like chips for 5G and cloud computing, keeps them ahead of the curve. The earnings call emphasized their R&D investments, which are paying off with market share gains. This is the kind of forward thinking that can sustain growth over decades. Solid profit margins. Looking at their financials, Marvell's gross profit margin is impressive, reflecting efficient operations. Their net profit margin also holds up well, showing they're not just growing revenue, but also keeping a handle on profitability, a key metric for anyone looking to hold this stock for the long haul. Strong cash flow. Their cash flow statements reveal healthy operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers. This gives them flexibility for reinvestment or even returning value to shareholders via dividends, which, by the way, they're already paying at a modest yield. That's a green flag for stability. Weaknesses: debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. Marvell's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side based on the latest metrics. While they've got the cash flow to manage it, this could become a burden if interest rates spike or if growth slows. Long-term investors need to keep an eye on how they handle this leverage. Valuation concerns. Their price-to-earnings ratio, both current and forward-looking, is elevated compared to some industry averages. The forward PE, while showing analyst optimism, still suggests the stock might be priced for perfection. If they miss a beat, there could be downside risk in the short to medium term. Dependence on specific markets. While their focus on data centers and AI is a strength, it also means they're heavily tied to those cycles. Any slowdown in cloud spending or delays in AI adoption could hit them harder than a more diversified semiconductor player. Opportunities. AI and data center boom. Let's get excited about this one. The earnings call made it clear Marvell is doubling down on AI infrastructure, and with the world's insatiable appetite for data processing, this could be a massive tailwind. For long-term investors, this isn't just a trend, it's a structural shift they're poised to ride. Their role in 5G networking solutions is another growth avenue. As global rollout continues, especially in emerging markets, Marvell could see sustained demand. This ties into medium-term upside while building a foundation for years to come. Geographic diversification. Revenue breakdowns by region show they've got a global footprint, but there's still room to grow in underpenetrated markets. If they can capitalize on this, it could smooth out volatility from any single region's economic hiccups. Strategic acquisitions. While not explicitly detailed in recent news, their history of inorganic growth, hinted at in financials through asset increases, suggests they're open to deals. A smart acquisition could accelerate their tech stack or market reach, something to watch for. Threats. Competitive pressure. The semiconductor space is a shark tank, and Marvel's earnings call acknowledged challenges in managing competition. Bigger players or nimble startups could erode their edge if they don't keep innovating at a breakneck pace. This is a real risk for both short and long-term horizons. Technological transitions. As tech evolves, there's always the threat of obsolescence. The earnings summary mentioned navigating transitions, which could mean short-term hiccups in R&D or product rollouts. For long-term holders, this is more about patience, but it's a risk nonetheless. Macro sensitivities. Their sector performance data shows tech can be volatile with economic shifts. If we hit a recession or see reduced IT spending, Marvell's growth story could take a hit. This isn't unique to them, but it's worth factoring into your risk assessment. Supply chain risks. While not directly mentioned in the data, the industry context implies ongoing supply chain constraints could impact production. Any disruptions here could delay revenue and frustrate investors looking for consistent execution. Let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Marvell Technology is a company with a lot going for it, especially if you're betting on the future of AI, 5G, and data infrastructure. Their financials show strength in revenue and cash flow, which are critical for long-term compounding. However, the debt load and high valuation are speed bumps that could cause volatility in the near term, something to stomach if you're in for the long game. Industry trends are in their favor, with sector performance showing tech as a leader over multiple timeframes, but competition and macro risks mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. In conclusion, Marvell Technology offers a compelling case for long-term investors who believe in the digital transformation story. The opportunities in AI and connectivity are massive, but you've got to weigh that against competitive and economic risks. My take? This is a stock worth watching closely, especially if you can time entry during a pullback given the current valuation. Keep doing your own research. Monitor those earnings calls for updates on debt management and AI wins, and stay diversified to mitigate sector-specific risks. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this helpful, stick around for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform. Let's keep building wealth together. See you in the next one.